Good morning. It's 8:38 Finger Lakes Morning News. It's time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health. Laura Turbide's here. You've heard of the Cubby Chase. Laura ran the radio chase today to get here. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you, Ted?
You can get caught. Life intrudes every once in a while, doesn't it?
It does.
So what are we talking about today, and with whom are we talking about it?
I am thrilled to be here with two of my favorites. So we're very fortunate, as you know, at Finger Lakes Health. We not only have the largest group of orthopedic surgeons and really absolutely top-notch, the best in the region, we also have an incredible team of rehab services, talented folks who can provide that kind of follow-up support, et cetera. Or perhaps, hopefully, if you can get some rehab, maybe you would find out you don't actually need the surgery after all. So what's fantastic is we have that continuum of care at Finger Lakes Health. So I'm here with Dr. James Beaumark, who is our medical director at the Finger Lakes Surgery Center. Also, he's been longtime, really, the leader in our sports medicine work within the Finger Lakes Health region, but also through Interlakes Orthopedic Surgery. So many people know Interlakes Orthopedic Surgery joined FLH Medical PC, and we're thrilled to have the whole family together. In addition, I'm here with Juliana Tyler, who is one of our incredible physical therapists who works with a whole range of folks, but primarily on the outpatient side, and she is someone who has earned a special accreditation in orthopedics. So we've really got this dynamic duo here this morning. We're going to talk a little bit about everything from sports medicine to joint care to rehab. We've got hopefully the gamut covered for you this morning. And I will tell you, it's always needed. It's one of those services that without question, as we get older, as we have sports injuries, whether you're a weekend warrior or whether you're a pediatric, Juliana has cared for my child when she had a pediatric needs. So we certainly cover the range. So I'm going to let the experts talk at this point, but I just wouldn't want to not give this kind of incredible introduction that we feel so blessed to have both of them.
All right. Welcome to you both. Great to have you here.
Thank you.
Thanks
I'll start
so
with
much.
You, Dr. Mark. Can you get the Hobart offensive line healthy?
Yeah, I always do my best at the, you know, game-to-game situation, and I do. It's kind of funny. The kids, it's sort of an open thing. You can count on Monday mornings, Wednesday mornings, and Friday mornings. Nick, the trainer, kind of walks in the walking wounded, and no appointment necessary, and we get them in, and we get them evaluated, and with the help of our folks at Finger Lakes Health, we get things happening, and we get them back as quick as we can.
You started early, too. You were telling us just before we went on, you've done two surgeries already today, and
well,
it's 8:40 in the morning.
I had an opportunity to start early enough to do a little bit of surgery and then come over and spend some quality time with you guys, and I'll be leaving here and heading back and finishing the day.
So that's I've always, being a sports fan, I've heard of arthroscopic surgery, but I'm not really that sure about what it means. So what does it mean when someone gets their knee scoped?
So arthroscopy is basically the study of the internal anatomy of a joint. And so what we're able to do, which has now been 40 years, I think, or maybe a little bit more, is just through small little incisions, basically, as I tell my patients, little poke holes, I can enter literally a fiber optic, kind of like a TV camera lens inside your joint, and then with the skill move around the joint and be able to make assessments of all the anatomy and the structures, and then look and see things that are abnormal, and then by using very tiny instruments of various, you know, types of instruments, go ahead and take care of the problem that we see. And that has just advanced, you know, so greatly in the industry, where what was being done years ago and how you did it, you know, you kind of looked around in the joint but then opened it up. I mean, that is not done anymore. Everything's really done in at least sports medicine, you know, for those kind of things arthroscopically.
Juliana, let's talk a little bit about it seems to me that physical therapy has kind of expanded. It used to be an after-the-fact thing, and now, like Laura said, it's as much about preventing the need for surgery and about not getting injured as much as it is rehabbing after an injury. Is that accurate?
Absolutely accurate. We definitely try and spend a lot of time educating the patient on preventative things. Say this injury happened, okay, we're going to treat you and take care of you and get you all better and fixed up, but we want to prevent that from ever happening again. So we're going to teach you these things you need to do, maybe forever, so that this doesn't happen. And if we need that orthopedic consult, it's very easy for us to just call over or contact the physicians over there and get them in really quickly for that.
All right. One of the things I like to do with these segments is get personal advice. My back's been cranky for years. I've had some scoliosis, minor, and it acts up on me. What should I be doing to make my back good and healthy and not have one of these episodes.
Sure. So that's a great thing for you to come over and chat with me about. We'd want to do a full assessment, see if there's anything we need to do in terms of educating you about posture, stretching, strengthening, maybe even just one visit to give you those tools you need to do stuff on your own.
It seems like the other thing, I've talked about this in a lot of the segments we've done with rehab, is that we're beginning to realize that maybe the human body can do more than we thought it could. I mean, we're rehabbing people faster, and it just seems like we're able to maybe push a little bit more than we did a generation ago.
Sure. You know, we have a lot of research now that indicates getting out of bed that next day after surgery is critical to recovering. So our acute care staff, that's exactly what they do. You know, based on the physician's orders, they get them up the next day, maybe even that day, and get them moving, because we know that that really gets people better faster. So they're in the hospital for a shorter period of time. Maybe they get to rehab faster or they get home faster. And then if they need something beyond that, I'm there for them.
Dr. Mark, how do you prepare someone for a surgery if they're kind of squeamish about it? I mean, there's some people that idea of getting cut open with a knife doesn't really appeal to them.
Well, I think that, as I say to a lot of people, you know, the key thing is when you have a problem and it's not an emergency problem, you know, always come in and get an assessment. You know, education is a great thing. So I think that once somebody steps in the door of Interlakes Orthopedic Surgery and they're put at ease and they have, you know, if the x-rays are needed or they have a good clinical assessment by myself or the rest of the team there, those people are then given options as to what, you know, they may be a candidate for. And everybody who comes to the office obviously is not a candidate for surgery. In fact, that's where our team of physical therapists comes in, because a lot of problems are non-operative that we see in the office. And if something is operative, I think by spending the time with your patient, and I think that that's something that, you know, a lot of surgeons don't do, but we try at Interlakes Orthopedic Surgery to make sure that we're spending extra time with our patient, educating them on what's coming up, how we're going to do it, answer those questions, give the literature. And in some cases, we send patients preoperative assessments to our therapist so that they know that after the surgery, they've already met their therapist. Here's what they're going to do. So I think in general, you're putting people at ease. And I think that makes the whole transition in and out of surgery much more comfortable for the patient.
What are some non-operative conditions? What are some things where you say to somebody, no, you don't need surgery here, you can work this out?
Sure. The typical, you know, the old words of sprains and strains. I mean, we see that every day. You know, if you pull a hamstring, you know, one of our Hobart football players, that's usually not an operative thing. If you get a tendonitis or some kind of, you know, strain at a different joint or something like that, a lot of that is therapy based. You know, it's time, it's mother nature, it might be some proper bracing, but in most instances, it's help with our therapist to get our patients and our athletes back.
One of the things I think is so important to mention too is how individualized and personalized this treatment can be. So first of all, in the Interlakes Orthopedic Surgery, I'm always amazed at how they will get you in sort of same day you call. Not only can your physician make a referral, but I just want to emphasize how responsive that team is in terms of getting folks in. I've had actually the ability to get my daughter in faster there than where she was at college. So it's incredible there. And it literally wasn't that they knew who I was. It was just they just answered the phone and got people in. Secondarily, on the rehab side, I can honestly say such a personalized approach. And I think that's the difference when you go to in our community, and Finger Lakes Health creates that environment where it is neighbors and friends and family, in essence, caring for others. One of the things I can speak to about Juliana's care for my daughter, she was very, very interested in getting back to Point Ballet after a pretty intensive orthopedic surgery. Juliana pulled out the book and really taught her exercises, very personalized for her about what she wanted, gave her that personal goal. I have no doubt that Dr. Mark, in working with his athletes and patients, it's about what is that personal goal? What are they envisioning? What do they want to get back to? They're better to speak to this than I am, but I think for somebody who's the non-clinical side of things, you just want to get inspired. You want to find out what's going to be that key to motivate people. We have a fantastic story coming out on Thrive with Courtney Harris, one of our other therapists, who really just worked with one of her patients and ended up doing a race with that patient because that was part of his goal. So more to come, a spoiler for this little article coming out, but I will just say that individualized plan of care is not only so critical on the surgical side, but the rehab side, both pre as well as post. So finding out what makes that person tick and what's going to motivate them to do the work, because it's a partnership with our patients.
Well, and I realized that because when I asked Juliana about my back, and she didn't give me an off-the-shelf answer. She said, it depends on you. I have to look at you and talk to you first. So obviously, that's another thing that I think is improved in medicine is that more finding out what each person's individual need is. In terms of, now I'm going to go back and ask for general advice again, but in terms of the typical weekend warrior athlete, what are some mistakes they make, or what are some things they can do to be less prone to injury if you're, you know, a weekend tennis player, or you play soccer, or you touch football with the guys or whatever?
Sure. I think a huge part of that, again, is kind of going back to the education. It doesn't mean that they can't be that, you know, older athlete. Maybe they need to include some stretching. You know, it might be something simple as that. It might be a one-on-one kind of individualized PT session to say, okay, you can go ahead and keep playing basketball or tennis or whatever you want, but here's the things that you need to do to kind of supplement that. You're a little bit weak in this area, so you need to strengthen this so that you can be that better athlete, not get injured. Prevent those injuries by stretching before and icing after, you know, can be really simple stuff like that, but it needs that one-on-one individual assessment that we all really strive to do with every single patient.
I've often heard that the one mistake people make is they know they're supposed to warm up and stretch before, but they don't do any kind of cool down after, and that can be a problem.
Sure, absolutely. The warm up and the cool down are probably equally as important. You know, we all get excited when we're able to have some free time and be athletic or do something we enjoy doing, and maybe we get distracted and kind of forget the importance of warming up and cooling down, or maybe just throwing a little ice on that, you know, creaky shoulder after so that it doesn't flare up later. But that's true of my Hobart Williams-Smith athletes as well. We've been lucky enough to have that partnership with Dr. Mark over at Hobart Williams-Smith, and we just started at Cuca College. So it's not just the weekend warriors. It's, you know, that 18-year-old that also doesn't really want to spend the time to cool down or stretch that extra little bit too. So we're just happy to be able to educate in all those different situations.
You know, I always tell patients, like if I have like a middle-aged patient that's a runner and you know, everybody's on the clock, and I'll say to them, if you only have 45 minutes to do your 45-minute run, you should make your run a 30-minute run, and you should spend the front and the back, because if you don't, you will end up seeing me again or the therapist because something is going to happen. You know, I kid around, you see people, you know, you drive by and then you see them on the stoop of the porch of their house. They come out, they look at their watch, they do that little grab the thigh, one up, one down, and then look at the watch, hit it, and off they go. And yeah, you just know that person's going to probably be in the office at some point with something pulled or something strained, for sure.
I've heard a lot of those stories. I think it was Tony La Russa who ended his playing career and became a manager because he went to a pickup softball game, no warm-ups, went out to shortstop, and the very first pitch was hit deep in the hole. Gunned it over to first, and his arm was never the same again.
Yeah, that can happen for sure. So you can't, you know, it's hard to fight Mother Nature and Father Time. You know, you gotta spend the extra amounts of, because the kids get away with it. You know, little kids go out there, like, call them Gumbies. You know, they go out and they're just little stretchers, and they don't even need to stretch. But yeah, as you get older and things move along, that's why, you know, you see Achilles tendon ruptures in 40-year-olds. You see those kind of things in older patients. You don't see those things in younger patients, and that's the reasons why our bodies change.
When you start stretching and you start hearing things, that's when you know it's time that your athletic career has shifted a little bit. It's time to do
modification. That's for sure.
A little bit extra. Yeah. Thanks to you both for what you do. We appreciate it, and thanks for sharing your knowledge with us.
Thanks so much for having
us. Thanks for having us.
Laura, thank you as always, and
have a great
thanks
day
for racing over here and getting here on time. You made it with a minute and a half to spare. FLHealth.org as we get healthy with Finger Lakes Health at 8:52. Finger Lakes Morning News. We'll check in with David DeCourcy next to get our financial market preview.